into the woods, it's time to go. It may be all in vain, I know. Into the woods, but even so, I have to take the journey. Into the woods, the path is...
Maybe you know it, but if you don't, that is the Broadway cast of Into the Woods performing the musical's title number on The View. A few months back, Into the Woods is now on the road, and it is opening a two-week run in Boston tonight at the Emerson Colonial Theater. Katie Garrity will be on stage playing Little Red, as in Little Red Riding Hood. Garrity is originally from Gloucester. She's been playing the part of Little Red since she first joined the show on Broadway back in September. And Katie's on the line, not here in Studio 2, because the show must go on. So, Katie, welcome on the line to Radio Boston.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
All right, so it is a storied tale. You know, you dream of the theater, star goes to Broadway and comes home. How does it feel, Katie?
It's honestly so wild, and you don't really even think about what coming home might feel like after the big dreams and the shiny lights kind of exist elsewhere. But the entire time during the plane ride and the bus here and the whole travel, my cast was laughing at me because I was literally bouncing in my seat. I'm so excited to be here.
Will your family be there tonight?
Oh, yeah. There's going to be so many people at every show. I'm actually just trying to like keep it all straight who's coming to what one so that I don't miss anybody. But yes, it will be very well attended.
So let's talk about the show. Some may not have seen it. There was also a movie version in 2014 starring people like Meryl Streep, Emily Blunt, James Corden. So this is... A story where fairy tales meet in the woods. Tell us about it.
Yes, it's kind of based around a baker and his wife, and they are trying to break a spell that will allow them to finally conceive a child. And in that, they run into a witch and Jack and the Beanstalk and Little Red Riding Hood and Cinderella and Rapunzel and so many other people that we know. And they kind of all get caught up with each other until the end of act one, which is kind of everybody's happily ever after. And then we start act two and we kind of see what life looks like beyond that.
Which is not necessarily smooth sailing happily ever after.
No, it is not.
So then we've got the character you're playing, Little Red, you know, clearly based on Little Red Riding Hood, although with a kind of sassy feminism and worldliness combined with the innocence of a child who meets a predator, basically. Mm-hmm. Really interesting character. How do you feel about, tell me what it means to play Little Red.
She's such a delicious little kid as a character. Our director Lear talked to me at one point and she said, I believe that she might be the smartest person on stage and she also happens to be the youngest. And I fully agree with that. I think that the show starts and everybody is kind of afraid of the woods. And Little Red is very unafraid and kind of learns that maybe fear is something that keeps you safe and grounded and that pain must be felt and life does go on. But all of the sassiness is a lot of me just bringing myself to it. I actually have been playing Little Red my entire life. My first time was in 2003 at North Shore Music Theater in Beverly, Massachusetts. So that 20-year anniversary is coming up really quick, which feels bizarre to be back here as all of that's happening. But kind of been a lifelong career.
So I'd like to point out, as you mentioned, a 20-year anniversary, you're in your 20s.
I am. I'm 29.
Yes. Yeah. So when we say 20-year anniversary, we really are talking all the way back to childhood. And I want to talk about that a little bit. So I'm going to play some sound for you here. And again, we're speaking with Katie Garrity from Gloucester, stars as Little Red and Into the Woods, coming off of Broadway and here in Boston for the next couple of weeks. So this is a video. It's from Instagram. You're singing Little Red's big solo, I Know Things By Now, when you were a little peanut. Here we go. Okay, so not the greatest song, but you get that sense of the littleness of you. And now some sound from you performing the same song on this tour.
And I know things now, many valuable things that I hadn't known before.
And to put that in perspective, that's at the Kennedy Center. So that sets up a couple of questions that I want to ask you. The first being Little Red Riding Hood, Little Red in this story, and the wolf. Is a simple, fun fairy tale story, and as is many things in Into the Woods, double and triple entendres that really bring in some very serious sexual themes, predatory themes, themes about gender roles, etc. What is it like to play it at 9, right, when there's only so much you can conceive of, and then play it at 29 when there's a whole world you can conceive of that you probably didn't the first time.
Sure. I think at 9 or any of the younger iterations of me playing it, it's kind of, I Know Things Now felt like the song where we taught the audience a lesson and we were very proud of ourselves. And that is how we kind of ended our story. And now playing it at 29 and knowing everything that I know now in my still very young life, but much older than I was at the time, I think it's almost comical that she thinks that she knows so many things. And she does think that it is the end of her show right there. And then life kind of rudely smacks her down to size right afterwards. But this story, telling it now, I'm much more aware of all of the pain that she goes through, especially in Act Two. Not to spoil a lot, but it gets pretty dark and pretty emotional. And there is a big scene near the end where I am in tears, where in the whole rest of the show, she's pretty snarky. So it's a little bit of a shock to the audience. And I can see it on some faces if they're close enough for me to see that they're really gobsmacked that she's just a kid. And I think that I've never understood more that she's just a kid now that I'm no longer a kid at all.
And does that track any part of life for you?
100%. I think this show is so beautiful, and it happens even just on Broadway. The first time it happens, it was in the middle of the AIDS crisis. And right after it, the first revival was right after 9/11. And now we're doing it on the heels of COVID. And this show demands to be seen, especially when the public needs it the most. And there are so many lessons in all of these fairy tales and the way that these unbelievable actors are playing them, that you will hear something different every time you meet it. And that's so intentional.
So there are any number of young listeners who hear that you were born in Gloucester and you made it big. So let's talk about that a little bit. How does a girl from Gloucester make it so big?
North Shore Music Theater, I really have to credit with getting me going on theater. I did A Christmas Carol in 2001 when I was 7, which was a bit of an accident. I kind of went to practice auditioning because I wanted to prepare for a Nutcracker season in Boston because I was dancing at the time. And I just accidentally got cast. So I was in that show and I continued to train there. And I had some really unbelievable local dance and voice teachers that totally led me through this journey and worked a lot in this area. And then I ended up going to college at UMass Amherst, which was also a wonderful theater education, as well as studying other things. And Broadway happened almost immediately with Groundhog Day in 2017, through actually a connection I had made at North Shore Music Theater doing Shrek in 2015. So all of this area has led me directly there, actually.
So, Katie Garrity, UMass Amherst is not the one that people think of when they think, I want to train for the theater and for musical theater. It tends to be more Emerson or Harvard. What was it about UMass Amherst that drew you there? What did it offer you that was special or important to you?
It didn't start out offering me anything in my own brain. I auditioned for many musical theater schools. I think the list was like 12 in total. And I actually didn't get in anywhere, which was tragic at the time, but it's just a funny story now, I guess. But when I went to UMass, I kind of intended to transfer out. I wanted to go to college and get some gen eds out of the way, but I was feeling a little lost. And what it did offer me, they do have an unbelievable theater program. It is a Bachelor of Arts, so it's a little bit more umbrella than, say, a fine arts education. But I learned a lot about the theater as an industry and technical theater and playwriting and all of that stuff that kind of reminded me that this industry is so much larger than just me on stage every night. And then on top of that, I also studied psychology and education. And a lot of who I am is based on the fact that theater is not my entire life. So UMass gave all of that to me, and when I didn't even know I was looking for it.
Katie, one of the things that strikes me, you talk about at the time you were dancing when you were younger and you auditioned for A Christmas Carol. Mm-hmm. You were interested in the ballet. You have gone forward in your life and become an outspoken advocate for body positivity, which is an interesting juxtaposition to the culture of ballet. And how did you get to that place, to becoming a spokesperson and to wanting to advocate with your platform there?
I've been really wildly fortunate because I know that the first time that a student usually gets a painful piece of information, it usually comes from a teacher, which is terrible to think about because they are who should be safeguarding us, in my opinion. But I was really fortunate to have teachers that were honest and kind, but never cruel with their opinions on how I may look or what that may do in the theater industry. And I didn't even realize it until much older, but they were building an armor around me that I wasn't even aware I was wearing. So by the time I got to the first really ugly comment thrown my way, it bounced right off and I didn't pay any mind to it. And I just kept barreling through. But I think the first time I really noticed that maybe this is something that I need to talk about to help other people, I did a Hairspray for a year out at Oregon Shakespeare Festival. And there were so many student groups that would come there. And no matter what, there would be one or two, usually female, usually plus size people coming out, and I would be open up the door for the stage door and they would already be in tears. And I just was so overwhelmed by that where I said, wow, maybe this is something that I really should be sharing my voice. And I am not ever quiet. And I've learned that that's maybe my superpower here.
So in 10 seconds, Katie, what are you going to use your superpower for next?
To make sure that every student believes that their own opinion of themselves is the most important one.
All right. Katie Garrity plays Little Red in Into the Woods, which is playing in Boston today through April 2nd at the Emerson Colonial Theater. Born and raised in Gloucester. Congratulations on your success, Katie. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.